Florida CFO Jimmy Patronize orders halt to contracts with news censorship groups like NewsGuard. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 4, 2024. Florida Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronize ordered the state's Department of Financial Services to halt contracts with groups involved in news censorship or blacklisting activities, including media censor NewsGuard. Florida rejects censorship. Today, I barred at FLDFS from working with censorship and blacklisting groups like NewsGuard. These groups issue credibility ratings on news sources to diminish information they don't like. That's wrong, Patronize announced in a Wednesday X post. In his post, Patronize shared a proclamation stating he recognizes that First Amendment protections such as freedom of speech and freedom of the press are foundational American rights, critical to democracy, and must be safeguarded against illegitimate infringement. Organizations like NewsGuard Technologies Incorporated, the Global Disinformation Index, Graphica Technologies Incorporated, and other similar organizations are attaching largely subjective credibility ratings and misinformation labels to news sources, the proclamation said. News source blacklisting means placing a news source on a list or creating rating systems and scores, indicating a news source is not considered credible or reliable. And such censorship and blacklisting activities also occur under the stated function of fact-checking, Patronize explained. The proclamation went on to say that targeted news sources may suffer diminished advertising revenues, often intentionally, as a result of NewsGuard and other similar organizations' censorship and blacklisting activities. The Florida chief financial officer called these practices deeply undemocratic, adding that they have resulted in the debanking and deplatforming of legitimate private entities. Patronize also noted that the U.S. Department of Defense has a $750,000 contract with NewsGuard, which was followed by adverse credibility ratings for news sources that accurately reported on the Biden administration, a clear indication that the government is working with an organization that censors speech, which violates the First Amendment. Therefore, all divisions within Florida's Department of Financial Services that utilize promotional contracts or marketing and/or public education campaigns may not enter into or renew a contract or agreement with an entity for the purpose of developing, providing or using news source censorship or blacklisting services, the proclamation stated. Additionally, all of these divisions in the state's Department of Financial Services may not use or allow a contractor to use censorship or blacklisting services for advice and/or marketing placements, the statement added. As Breitbart News reported, four big global advertising agencies, including Global Alliance for Responsible Media members, which have been accused of censoring online speech and attempting to silence media outlets including Breitbart News, have received billions in federal contracts. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.